welcome to this edition of Centenary Management Radio. I'm Barbara Luthwaite, along with my co-host, WNTI Director John Delray. For the next 10 minutes, join us as we discuss students' challenges in adjusting to college with the members of Centenary University's wellness class. We are joining you today via remote learning for this episode.
And once again, as my co-host just mentioned, we are joined by members of the Wellness 1305 class, one of the many wellness classes being offered this semester at Centenary University.
So, Amelia, tell us about the challenge that you've encountered and how you kind of tamed that challenge.
So, one of the challenges that I discovered once I came to college was the amount of freedom you have and managing all that freedom. You don't realize the amount of time and ability to do basically whatever you want, and no one to really say, no, go study, or no, you can't go to Walmart and get frozen snacks. So it's managing all that freedom you attain on your own.
Okay, Amelia, thanks for sharing that. You gave us some good examples, too, of all the things you can do with that free time. Okay, moving on to Ethan. Ethan, how about you tell us about your challenge and what you're doing about it?
Yeah. In college, there's a lot of work, and sometimes it's hard to get that work done, especially like writing a lot of essays and stuff. So the campus has a lot of resources to it, such as like the writing collaboratory, and that helps you, you know, write your essays, make sure you're staying on track, and they check your grammar and stuff. And then also, if you're having a hard time, they have the Academic Advising Center, and that is almost kind of like tutoring. So if you're ever having a hard time in any classes, there's a whole bunch of resources on the campus to help you.
Nice job, Ethan. Thanks for filling us in on those resources. It's part of what you're paying for, right? So as a student, it's important to take advantage of them. So let's move on to Marissa.
My main challenge is staying organized. It's probably best for everyone to have a planner and plan out all your classes and the times and when you can time your, when you're going to do your homework and when you're going to study, because you always want to be prepared for every assignment that you have and make sure you're turning everything on time and prepare yourself.
Thanks, Marissa. I know the organization is definitely a challenge for many. So let's move on to Ethan.
Hello. I'm talking about how COVID affected the wrestling team here at Centenary University. During these hard times, we all came together to find good during this pandemic. We've been working out as best as we can while staying 6 feet apart and wearing masks. Recently, we did a volunteer effort for the Hackettstown bid by moving flower pots from Main Street, Hackettstown. So the flower pots were near the curb, and near snow season coming up, we don't want them to get hit by plows, so move them back about 5 feet. We are trying our best to make sure everyone is safe and well. By that, we are getting temperature checked every single day, using hand sanitizer, and staying as clean as possible. Even though we really want a season this year, we're trying our best for the second semester, but we take each day by day and making sure that everyone's safe and there's no COVID spread within the team.
Nice job, Justin. Really good wrap-up there in terms of what's going on with that team. So, Kaylin, tell us about what's been a challenge for you.
One of the biggest challenges for me is definitely managing my time and knowing when to do my homework and when to go to work and when to hang out with my friends. A big thing for me is using a planner and writing down all my homework and when it's due and when I have class and when it's online and when it's in person. And I definitely like to use the sticky notes. Those have helped me a lot. Just, you know, little reminders of like what to do and when to do it.
Okay, nice job. I know those sticky notes can come in really handy, right? So we're going to move on to Paul, who's the ultimate juggler here with his two jobs.
Yeah, so I'm going to be talking about the struggle I've had with money management. If you're still in high school, I recommend start saving now. Don't think that you could just start spending your money once you start putting it away. Actually put it away, start a savings account, something. Because currently I'm working two jobs and grades are slipping. I thought that this would never happen. I was a straight A student in high school, and now that is not the case. So save your money, budget wisely, and you won't have to work as hard in college.
Nice job, Cole. He's doing a pretty good job in this class. So moving on now to Serena.
So one of the challenges I've come across is actually the food. It's not something I'm used to, and I'm more used to home-cooked meals. So one of the solutions I've come up with is buying like frozen foods, or also finding upperclassmen that has kitchens in their dorms to cook my own food. So that's the answer.
Okay, on to Zach.
I'm going to be talking about the events and making friends. In college, it's very important for students to have friends. It can be difficult for students to make friends now, especially because of the pandemic. We have to social distance and wear masks, which makes it very difficult. Events are a great way for people to make friends and meet new people. Some of the events include game nights, movie nights, and yoga. And there's events every week, so they're easy to attend.
Okay, Zach, thanks for sharing that with us. It's always a good thing to remind everybody about what is available, because there are things going on. So let's move on to Jackson.
I'm going to be talking about how joining a sports team or a club can really help you at Centenary. Not only will it help you make friends, but it'll feel like you're a part of something. And even with COVID going on, you can still be a part of a team. And even if you're not athletic, there's many clubs to join. So I'd say that's my biggest piece of advice.
Okay, Jackson, thank you very much. So we are lucky enough to have our first year leader, Sean, with us here today, and he's gotten to know our students and their challenges very well. So we'd like to hear what Sean thinks about all of this.
So this is my third year being a first year leader on campus, and never before have there been so many challenges. I used to be able to plan programs to New York City, really great activities like the Renaissance Fair or Broadway. But of course, all this is canceled this year. So we had to get creative. And I've done some alternative programs that have been just as effective and fun, such as hanging out at Starbucks and buying them a coffee, or going to the Halloween Bash, which is coming up this Friday. But overall, I'm very proud of this class. I understand the freshmen have never had so many challenges to overcome, but they are doing a really excellent job adjusting to college as we all adjust to this new normal.
Thank you so much, Sean. They really deserved our praise for that. That was a very nice thing for you to share with the students. This is our wellness class, and in wellness class, we hope that we help the students adjust to college. So it looks like we're out of time for this episode. I'd like to thank my co-host, John Del Rey, and members of the wellness class for a great discussion. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Centenary Management Radio. This has been a production of WNTI, The Sound of Centenary. Have a great day, everyone.